From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. Here's that toll-free number to call. There are people there right now ready to help you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben, how the heck are you, sir?
Long time, buddy.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
You feeling good?
Feeling good. Feeling strong. Happy to be here. Ready to help some folks with their health and nutrition.
Well, let me tell you something. Without your health, you have nothing. So the advice that you and Doc has given and Dr. Randy Shannon, thank you so much.
Isn't that the truth? If you don't have your health, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter your possessions. Nothing matters if you don't have your health. That's the single most important thing that we the single most important marker of our wealth is our health. And that's why I'm so proud and honored to represent Longevity and to help people on Coast to Coast every 3 to 6 weeks.
I was online today, Ben, looking at the bios of some noted people. 67% of them were dead.
67% of who?
Of these people that I was looking up.
If you notice, people dropping like flies, huh?
Sad.
It's crazy, you know, celebrity. Well, what's happening, George, is we're all getting older, and inside our heads, we don't realize it. And then you start to see people that you grew up with, whether they're celebrities or whether they're friends, people in your life, and they're dying. And you know what? Dying sometimes is not the worst thing that can happen. If you're dealing with a chronic long-term degenerative disease, if you're dealing with autoimmunity, God forbid, cancer, heart disease, this is really what Longevity is all about. It's helping people not only with their longevity, but if they're dealing with these horrible chronic degenerative diseases that are like an epidemic. You know, Americans over the age of 45, 60% are suffering from two or more chronic degenerative diseases. This is craziness, George. Over the age of 65, five chronic degenerative diseases, 40% of Americans over the age of 65. It's just absolutely absurd what's happening with our health, and that's despite the fact that we have more doctors per capita than any other culture in the history of the planet. The real problem, George, is our way of looking at the body. We have this kind of reductionistic way of looking at our health. We look at the heart. We go to a cardiologist. We look at our bones. We go to an osteopath. Our eyes, we go to an ophthalmologist. If we have hormone problems, we go to an endocrinologist. We look at the body as if it was made of individual parts, and we don't see it as a system. We have to take a bird's eye view and look at the body as an integrated and coherent system where everything works together. And when you look at the body this way, you can start to see that there are a couple of major parts that affect everything. And that's why I always talk about the digestive system. The digestive system is how everything enters into the bloodstream, and while all disease is cell disease, all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. And that's really the problem, George. Everything is fed by the bloodstream, and once the bloodstream becomes toxic because of a leaky gut, you're off to the disease races, and you can go to the doctor for the cardiologist for your heart, and you can go to the dermatologist for your skin and the neurologist for your brain. And as long as the blood is toxic, you are not going to get answers. And this is why our medical model has failed us. But the beautiful thing about this model, George, is that you can do it yourself. We can treat our chronic diseases ourselves because at the end of the day, how do things get into the body but through the mouth? We're eating. We're killing ourselves with our forks. We're eating our way into diseases and decreases in longevity. And even if our longevity doesn't decrease, our quality of life does. And this is why I focus on the digestive system so much, and this is why I'm such a believer in supporting digestive health, using nutritional supplementation as well as dietary strategies. It's something we can all do from the comfort of our own kitchens and living rooms and bathrooms and bedrooms and homes. We can all take care of our own health without medical authorities. We can be our own health authorities. And that's really what it's all about. You know, the word authority, George, comes from the word author.
That's
when
right.
You let somebody else be your authority, they're writing your story. You want anybody writing your story, especially when it comes to your health? We can be our own health authorities. And, George, every 3 to 6 weeks we come on this program to help people understand how to do just that.
Funny that you say that too, Ben, because I've got a couple emails about some issues that people have. I'm going to read them to you and have you give them some advice. But I got one email from someone who said, I didn't quite understand why you would have Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach or the new person on every 3 weeks until I realized I wasn't feeling good one day and took their advice. Now I'm feeling better.
Praise God.
And I get you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, George, there's nothing that can compare to the joy that you get when you help somebody with their health. And the letters that we get, and we love reading letters, by the way, so folks, if they don't want to get on the telephone and call Critical Health News, you can write to health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer all emails. The letters that we get, George, they're heartbreaking. They're unbelievable.
Oh, I know it. I get copies of them.
It's crazy, right, George? And when you help somebody who is dealing with these kinds of conditions or has a child or a husband or a wife who are dealing with these kinds of chronic conditions, the joy that you get is just, you can't describe it. And that's one of the beautiful things about longevity, by the way. Not only are we about nutritional supplements, we're about connecting people to each other. You know there's a loneliness epidemic, George?
Of course.
Right? And there's a biological impact to it. Stress hormones, cortisol, your immune system is suppressed by loneliness, heightened blood pressure, arterial stiffness, high risk of heart disease, brain health, Alzheimer's disease. These are all related to loneliness. Longevity is like a family of people who want to help each other and help everybody in the country, everybody in the world, really. And that's what this is all about. And we love reading letters, helping people, and George, for Coast to Coast to let us come on the program every 3 to 6 weeks, it's just such a great honor for us and such a great testimony to what you're doing for the world.
Email in from Nicole from Massachusetts. I have tried almost everything to lower my blood pressure with not much success.
Yeah.
I've taken magnesium, L-arginine, fenugreek, and a healthy diet with exercise. Do you think my potassium intake in water will help?
Well, there's a lot of things that can help. But, you know, there's a hypertension is also an epidemic. There's all these crazy health epidemics. One of the worst is hypertension or high blood pressure. And do you know, George, this is the most interesting thing. Do you know that 90% of hypertension, or even more, maybe 95% of hypertension, is called essential hypertension? Have you heard that term, essential hypertension? You know what that means?
What does it tell us?
That means hypertension that has no cause. It's just part of you.
It's just there.
It's just there, exactly. They want you to think, oh, it's just there. There's no reason for it. They call it essential hypertension. But what they're missing is that hypertension is the body's attempt to get blood to the tissues and the organs. You see, the blood is circulating around to deliver oxygen and nutrients and detoxify. When the body becomes clogged up, when the bloodstream becomes clogged up, it doesn't deliver the nutrients and it doesn't deliver the oxygen and it doesn't drain the toxins. So you know what the brain says? The brain says, we're going to increase the pressure in order to get more blood to the organs and more blood to the cells and more blood to the tissues. Hypertension is the body's attempt to deliver blood to the system. And so you say, why is the blood not getting to the system? Because it's sticky and it's sludgy and it's dirty. And the silliest thing we can do when you have hypertension is to take a pill that lowers the blood pressure, which is exactly what the body's trying to reverse. The body wants the pressure to be up. And so what we need to understand is that the medical strategies that we're using are making us sicker than if we didn't use them. So when you have hypertension, what you want to do is you want to focus on improving blood fluidity. That's the key to dropping your blood pressure, is support the circulation of the fluid. When the blood circulates appropriately, not only do you get more nutrients to the tissues and more oxygen to the tissues and more detoxification, but there's also electrical charges that are generated as the blood is circulating. They call that a zeta potential. And that zeta potential, or these electrical charges, are one of the ways the body stays electrified. Yet again, pointing to the incredible value of cleaning the blood. First of all, affirmatively, by doing things like using your ultimate enzymes from longevity, your glucogel caps, your ultimate EFAs, magnesium, which I know you love, drinking more water. One of the best ways to fluidize the blood or to improve blood circulation is oxygen, and that's why breathing is so important. And of course, from a negative standpoint, staying away from the crappy ultra-processed foods that we're all subsisting on.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and start our phone call, so get ready. Plus, we'll take calls next hour. The toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, 1-855-949-7234. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. Back with your calls and pharmacist Ben Fuchs next. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. 1-855-949-RADIO. That's the number to call to get assistance. He's got a staff of people behind him taking notes. You might be driving, you can't write down what he says. Ben, if somebody calls and says they've got an affliction, and 100 other people out there have the same affliction, Do you think the advice you give that caller holds up for all those other people?
Absolutely. Not only that, George, but I always say the same thing. Because the breakdown in the body that shows up as various fruits, it all comes from the same roots. And that's really how we have to look at health. It's the root, not the fruit. If you focus on the apple or the orange or the banana or whatever the fruit is, you're not going to get the success that you get when you focus on the soil and the roots. And the soil and the roots are the intestine and the blood. And that's all health is really about. The Bible tells us the life of the flesh is in the blood. And that's why I'm always talking about the importance of cleaning the blood. And also, George, that's why you don't want to inject things into the blood unless you have no other alternative. So when you hear about all these things you're supposed to inject in the blood to keep from getting sick, if you know what I'm talking about, it violates this principle of the sanctity of the blood. The blood is distributing oxygen and nutrients and detoxifying and generating electrical charges. It's critical that it stays pristine. You know, when we look at the blood, we think it's just some kind of red fluid. No, it's not some kind of red fluid. It's an organ. It's a tissue, and it's loaded with proteins and fats and minerals, and it has to be kept just so, the right fluid level, the right oxygen level, the right temperature level, the right pH level. There's so many criteria that have to be kept just so in the blood, and we have to start paying attention to what we're putting into the bloodstream. We don't realize that when we eat foods, ultimately it ends up in the blood. If we understood that what we were putting in our mouth ultimately end up in the blood, and all disease is related to blood disease, or what I call dirty blood, we would be so much more conscious about the foods we're eating. You know, 80% of the standard American calories come from ultra-processed foods.
That's right.
This is absurd. An ultra-processed food is not even a food. You know, I used to laugh at American cheese. If you look at American cheese, it's called processed cheese food substance. It's not even a food. It's a food substance. And that's what we're living on. The human body evolved over the course of millions, tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of years at the level of the cells to be nourished by certain kinds of foods. In today's modern grocery store, none of those foods that we grew up with existed. In fact, in today's modern grocery stores, even foods that existed 100 years ago have disappeared. Even the fruit and the produce and the meats are different. So we have to start paying attention to our foods. We have to start incorporating nutritional supplementation, and this is what we're all about at Youngevity, into our lifestyle. And you know what? One of the quickest ways to resolve inflammatory crises, inflammatory diseases, which is what you're talking about when you talk about afflictions, is simply to eat less food. Something as simple as intermittent fasting, you know, where you eat in small windows during the day, say from 12 to 4 or something along those lines, and you fast the rest of the time, can go a long way towards not only relieving inflammatory diseases, but do you know even cancer, the symptoms of cancer at least, can be resolved by intermittent fasting. There's a wonderful book I was just reading in the bookstore. I didn't buy it, but I was reading it, and I was very impressed, called Fasting Cancer. And there's a physician who talks about the importance of fasting for treating cancer, even though the medical model doesn't believe in this. And by the way, when you're fasting, that's an extra important time to make sure that you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and nutritional supplementation. People often ask me, if I'm fasting, should I do my nutritional supplements? Yes. Fasting is caloric fasting. That means not getting calories into your system. And one of the cool things about nutritional supplementation is it gives you the nutrients
That's
without
right.
the calories.
That's right. It's a great way to lose weight.
Exactly.
Let's take some calls. We're going to Russia, Moscow, Russia. Bob's with us.
Moscow?
Yes, we're going a long way. Hey,
wow.
Bob.
Good morning, George and Pharmacist Ben. This is Pharmacist Bob from Moscow.
No way.
And you are?
You're a pharmacist?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
That's awesome.
And I've practiced what you and Doc Wallach are always talking about, natural ways to treat.
Wow. That's
amazing. And one of the things in Europe, I was going to ask you, is part of the problem in the United States now because we have genetically altered so much of our food intake that we're no longer getting the proper nutrients that we need to survive. Whereas in Europe, all these chemicals, all these insecticides, a lot of them that we use in the United States are banned. Certain food additives are banned here in Europe. And the food is so much healthier.
Yeah, Europeans have a respect for food.
And hold on for a second, Ben. Bob, what are you doing in Russia?
My world history teacher taught us all about the Ottoman and Russian empires when I was 12 years old back in the early 70s. And I said I wanted to live in Russia one day. And once both my parents passed away, so I didn't have to take care of them, I moved to Russia.
That's amazing.
And I'm staying here. Medically reasons, because treatments that I can get in Russia from Germany are not available in the United States.
How are the Russian people treating you?
Normal. Some are upset, and then I just say to them, okay, think about it. If I was so happy to be in America, why am I living here in Russia at this time, especially during COVID?
Are you a working pharmacist, Bob, in Russia?
Not in Russia, because I don't speak the language. Here I teach and tutor students, and more of a mentor type, because I talk about, with science, with the students I teach science and math to. I teach about natural and how they have to apply their knowledge, not read and memorize and regurgitate. And one thing you'd like, here, so many people still have their old apple trees, their old plum trees, their old pear trees, their fruit trees, their vegetable gardens at their duchess. That's why, everyone says, oh, the healthcare is so crappy in Russia, but why do Russians live almost as long as humans, as long as Americans? If their health care, it's because their food and their exercise is so much better than what ours is. And
well, you stay safe out there, Bob. And what do you think about as he was saying? Bob?
That's great, all the way from Moscow. But he's right. In Europe, they tend to they pay much more attention to what they eat. They eat much more fresh food, more farm fresh food. We are just obsessed with quickness here in the United States. Everything is really fast here, and of course, when everything's really fast, you have to eat fast too. And by the way, fast food is called fast food not just because they make it fast, but because you have to eat it fast, because if you ate it really slow, you would never eat it.
Well, chances are you're eating it in your car.
And that's right. And that's one of the worst things, by the way, what we can do is when we eat when we're driving, or when we eat in a business meeting, or when we're arguing with somebody, or when we're watching the news, we shut down our digestive processes. The sympathetic nervous system, the stress nervous system, shuts down digestion. This is one of the reasons why indigestion and digestive health problems are among probably the most common health complaints that Americans have. It involves intestinal health and indigestion. So one of the most important things you can do when you're eating is relax when you're eating. In fact, saying grace activates digestive juices by activating the parasympathetic nervous system, being grateful for what we're eating. So relaxing while we eat, being grateful for what we're eating, honoring our food. Fast food does not honor food. Fast food is a corruption of food, and what Bob was saying is right on. In Europe, they honor their food. They have much more respect for their food and how it's grown and how it's processed and how it's cooked.
You were talking about cancer, Ben.
Yes.
Edgar Cayce, the American prophet.
Love Edgar Cayce.
Said that if you eat a couple almonds a day,
it
will prevent you from getting cancer.
Isn't that amazing how he knew stuff?
Well, what's in the almonds?
Amygdalin. The stuff that you're not allowed to say fights cancer. Vitamin B17. Laetril. You probably heard of that.
I remember the controversy about it.
Yeah, big controversy. You can't even say it. You know, you can't talk about that stuff. They don't want
people go to Tijuana for that.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, seeds. Nature doesn't want its seeds eaten, so it has equipped seeds, and nuts being a type of seed, with anti-nutrients, things that suppress cell chemistry. And some of these substances can be used for medicines. And that's one of the reasons, I don't know if, you know, your mom probably told you, don't eat the watermelon seeds, don't eat the apple seeds. That's because seeds contain these powerful medicines that a lot of people have problems with, by the way. You know, grains are seeds.
But pumpkin seeds are good for you.
There's some medicine in the pumpkin seeds for your prostate, absolutely.
Amazing. Next up, let's go to John in Portland, Oregon. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
Good evening. You know, speaking of seeds, the morning glory flower seeds are also very powerful.
Yes, they are. Have you done them?
On the record, absolutely no.
Okay.
That would be
okay. Gotcha.
Foolish. George, what do you think of that UAP video today? The one that was split with the three orbiting.
Outstanding, John. Just simply outstanding. I can't explain it, but it's phenomenal.
Do you think that George Knapp is going to have an upcoming episode of Coast to Coast that'll
explain
more on the topic?
Eventually, and you know he was called to testify out there today.
It was excellent. I recommend everybody listen to that. Ben, I've been a smoker of cigarettes for about 20 years. I'm looking to quit. I'm on the nicotine gum. Mm. I've noticed that when I stop smoking, I've always coughed. But now I'm coughing up all this gunk, and it's literally a black mucus.
Mm.
I hate to be graphic. What should I avoid eating, and what supplements should I begin incorporating to heal my body?
How long have you quit? How long has it been since you smoked?
It's intermittent, to be honest with
you.
Okay,
gotcha.
I sort of intermittent fast on cigarettes, I suppose.
Gotcha. Every time you smoke a cigarette, you want to gargle with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And that's true for anybody who's trying to quit or anybody who's smoking.
Gargle or ingest it?
Gargle and then ingest it. But when you gargle, the vitamin C and the B complex and the electrolytes will neutralize some of the toxins that affect the throat. So gargle with it and then drink it after every cigarette.
Well, gargle, yeah. Spit it out. Then.
No, I mean gargle, like, you know, in the throat and then swallow it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but you're gonna take in all that stuff, too.
No. After you smoke the cigarette. After you eat processed food, too, it's a good idea to...
Why don't you gargle and spit?
Because you'll get the benefit of the nutrients in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So when you're after every cigarette, if you gargle with a little bit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine water and then drink it down, you get the nutrients. Also, there are wonderful nutrients for helping soothe the lungs, especially fatty nutrients like vitamin E. I'd be doing high doses of vitamin E. Also something called NAC. I know, George, you like NAC, N-acetylcysteine. In fact, that's used in a product called Mucomist, which is which is sold to folks who have cystic fibrosis. It's actually a drug, and it's N-acetylcysteine. You'll get that in a longevity product called De-Stress, if you want to use longevity products. Also, anything that's inflammatory that you eat that gets into the blood will exacerbate inflammation in the lungs. And then finally, drink lots of fluids to help break up that mucus and that gunk. And that's very important that you do it after every cigarette, because you actually lose nutrients as your body attempts to detoxify the smoke and the nicotine from the cigarette. And last but not least, there is a relationship between vitamin B3, your ultimate niacin from longevity, and nicotine. And it may be that by supplementing with your ultimate niacin, you can help wean yourself off of nicotine addiction.
I thank God I never was a smoker, Ben.
Yeah, I smoked for a little bit, and it is a miserable, miserable
habit. How many packs did you smoke?
I was a kid, probably about a pack a day, but I was, you know, to be cool when I was a kid. Let me tell you something, George. When you quit smoking, I don't know if Bob is the gentleman who was just on the phone. When you quit smoking, you feel so good about yourself. It's like you're on a high just that you did it, because it's a monkey on your back that is just evil and twisted, and it's a nasty habit.
You don't have the heebie-jeebies from the nicotine?
No. I don't have any. That was many, many years ago.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joe, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Ben.
Hey, Jeff.
Primary question, I also have a second question, but primarily the HMB is touted as like helping people that, you know, work out.
That's amazing. That's amazing you know about that. Where'd you hear about that?
He knows about everything. He's
Joe,
a genius.
You got some smart listeners, George.
We
That's
do.
Amazing,
yeah.
Joe. Are you an athlete? Are you working out?
Well, I jog pretty much daily, so, you know, anything that would help with that.
Good for you. HMB is an amazing, amazing nutrient. It's a form of something called butyrate, which is found in butter. And this butyrate molecule is arguably the most fascinating molecule in the body, especially when it comes to well-being, satiety, fertility, appetite suppression, energy. All the good stuff comes from butyrate. And butyrate is produced by bacteria in the gut. And as they process fiber, they produce this butyrate. You also get butyrate in butter. In fact, the word butter comes from its butyrate content. And this supplement that Joe's talking about is a form of butyrate. I used to actually take it when I was back in my weightlifting days, and I hadn't heard anybody mention it for a long time. But hydroxymethylbutyrate, or HMB, as Joe mentioned, is a wonderful, wonderful supplement. But if you don't want to do the supplement, make sure you're eating butter, make sure you're getting lots of fiber, and one of the best ways to support butyrate levels is to intermittently fast or to go ketogenic, go use the ketogenic diet. So, yes, butyrate is a fabulously, fabulously valuable molecule, and HMB is a little bit expensive, but it's a great supplement. If you don't want to do that, just go ketogenic, make sure you're eating fiber, getting on your nightly essence, and then eating butter, too.
Second question, Joe, before the break. Go ahead.
Right. I'm the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I've heard a lot, L-carnosine, resveratrol is anti-aging. Now I'm hearing nanokinase and ubiquinol form of coenzyme Q10 is claiming are anti-aging.
Joe, you're on top of it, man. That's very, very impressive. Yes, ubiquinol is a preferred source of coenzyme Q10, absolutely. And nattokinase is one of the most underappreciated supplements you could take. I wouldn't call it a nutritional supplement. It's an enzyme, and comes from fermented natto, actually. And it's found in Nightly Essence, which is one of my favorite longevity products. And it's a great way to clean the blood.
All right, we're going to come back with a full hour of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234.